We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, Shauna, say the audio of this guy that saved this woman's life. You're talking about a great story here. You know, I think I'd freeze in this situation. I know, Jamie, you came up on that situation on I-25 where that person had an accident, and there you were. You were, actually, it was a walk of shame because it was
oh
the next
God,
morning.
Oh, my God, we don't need to bring that up.
After that night downtown in that hotel.
Okay.
Woo, man, oh, man, you were in heels and still had that cocktail dress on. Then there was a big accident at like 7 o'clock in the morning. Jamie's there.
Yeah, I was.
On I-25. Now, you didn't freeze up, though. You pulled over. You ran to aid, tried to help the person.
I went there, yeah.
Yeah, I think you could handle it. I feel like I would freeze up. I don't know why. I don't think I,
Well, I didn't do the right thing, so I just kind of looked over him, and it was bad. I noticed that one of his shoes was all the way across the freeway. And then my son's dad, I told you this is the freakiest thing. He also was there. He stopped. I was like, what are you doing here? And he's like, and he goes into action, right?
Yeah.
He turns off the car immediately. He shuts off the car. He gets the keys. He gets the guy's wallet out of his back pocket and gets his driver's license out, ready for the cop. Like,
yeah.
He's like, I'm trying to, I don't know, see if he had any medical conditions on his driver's license. Because I thought he was stealing his money. He's like, no, I'm looking for medical conditions on his driver's license.
Yeah,
I would never think of that.
That's one of the first things you do, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you start looking to see if this person needs something.
Yeah.
Check
and
for
obviously
cash.
They do. They've been in a wreck.
Not check for cash.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
No, that was negative.
Cynical.
Person in the accident. Checking for cash? You're telling me you're not going to squat on that property?
You know what?
Well, he'd want you to have a reward.
I do think about that for people that are real fancy, like and have like jewelry on and money on their. Do you think that?
It happens all the time. They get robbed?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, because they wouldn't know.
Yeah, especially if you're out in an area that is somewhat remote and you're the only person that stopped.
Nobody knows.
You know? I just feel like, now, I hope I am because I really don't know. I've never been in that situation where I come up on somebody that really needs some help and being able to be a hero. I don't know if it would work out that way. I hope I would be that person. But until you put to the test, you don't know.
Yeah, but that biker just got hit and you guys passed him.
No, there were other people there, though.
I know, but
it was like six or seven people.
Still, you stopped.
No, it was to the point now that I was going to be a problem because it was a two-lane highway and all these cars are pulled over.
Okay.
The more you can have too many people out of state. You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, defensive.
I'm just saying. Well, you're the one who said it.
I would be a problem helping.
It would be more of a nuisance.
Yeah, usually helpers are problems.
Well, you've already got seven people there. All right, here's a guy that's walking on a bridge, and he spots a woman about to jump.
Yeah.
That's a scary situation, right?
Yeah.
His name is Ray from Omaha, Nebraska.
You okay? You all right? What's wrong? No, come on. Come on. You all right? This what here. Sit down. You all right?
No.
Hey, see, he even sounds very calm. You all right?
So he stopped her from jumping? Is that what happened?
Hey, get off that bridge!
I don't know what happened.
Yes,
thank
he pulled
you.
Her down off the rail.
My God, he's still yelling about.
I know. She was standing.
That's what I would be though. I think I would be yelling. I don't think I'd be that calm.
I don't know what I'm looking at. So she was going to jump.
Yeah, she was going to jump. Okay, he's going across a bridge, and she's going to jump.
So she was standing on the railing, leaning out, and he just happened to be live streaming his walk as he was walking across the bridge, which is why we have the audio. He saw her, noticed that she seemed distressed, saw tears. And then went right to her aid to help her.
And so what would you yell?
I think that I would start yelling like, get down from there. You're going to fall. You're going to fall. But listen to how calm
he is. So
I'm just saying, I wouldn't say anything rude. I think I would just be like frantic in a way because I would be
probably make it
like,
worse
oh my God.
Like, don't.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I would be yelling at her like, hey, you moron. It would be more like, you know, get down from there. You're going to get, I would be, I'd probably send her over the edge.
Well, you do everybody.
This guy is so calm.
He's so calm.
Yeah.
He gets it.
Okay. You okay? You all right? What's wrong? No, come on. Come on. You all right? This what here. Sit down. Please. Sit down. You all right?
No.
Hey, listen.
Aw. Wow. I feel bad. You kind of brought down the show, dude.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Is that sad?
That's a great story. You kidding? He saved her life.
Well, okay.
This is a woman that's desperate. Okay, yeah. And fortunately for her, her guardian angel came along.
Woo!
Guy that was so calm and talked her out of it. And now they're sitting there talking. He goes on to describe what the incident was.
Went closer to her and I seen tears. So I knew that this was a suicidal situation. She was standing on the rail part. And she was just like had her legs on the gated part. Like, nobody was helping her at all. People were walking past her. Yeah. And I just pulled her slowly down and everything like that so she wouldn't fall or anything like that. So I was just trying to get her to calm down and everything. And just tears kept falling. And I'm just going to be here for her.
Are you kidding? People were walking
past? That's what I took from that. They were walking past her?
What?
That's
well, I hope that wouldn't be me.
I don't think you would.
Well, I'm late. First pitch. I'm headed to the baseball game.
Could you stop?
Sorry, ma'am. You're on your own. That's what it sounds like. These people walking across the bridge and not even trying to.
I know.
Man, this guy was the
perfect dude,
though. But
sometimes don't you find the things like I don't know. We all have that moment where you're like, do I intervene or am I going to make it worse? Or what, you know, not like that on that one. But, you know, when you see certain things, you're like, oh, my God, should I do it? Or am I seeing things all wrong? Am I like not? She's just like hanging out, and I'm reading this wrong in my mind.
That lady's not gonna jump. That's not why she's up there. She's just probably trying to get a selfie. You start to rationalize.
Yeah, because you don't want to
the situation, like, thinking that that can't be happening. Yeah. That person can't be pulling a gun on that person right there. That can't be. I'm looking at it, but that can't be. They must be selling him a gun.
And your brain does that. And you don't want to embarrass yourself. Like a lot of people don't. You know, when you see a piece of luggage, I have this happen all the time because we travel so much. I see that stupid piece of luggage and you're supposed to contact somebody. Because, you know, it's right there and nobody's paying attention to it, right? It could be a bomb.
Right.
And I never call anybody, and I'm always happy I don't, because then somebody inevitably comes up and grabs it.
Within 10 seconds, you're like, okay, should I call? There they go.
I'm like, oh, so glad I didn't call
anybody.
Oh, thank God. Because you would have been so ashamed, right?
That would have been a scene. So bomb squad out of here. And the poor guy, all he did was go get a coffee.
No, but you shut down the whole airport for that. And he was just right over there.
I don't know if anybody ever makes that call.
You don't?
I've never seen, a bag like taped off and roped and a bunch of authority figures standing around it like it's a bomb or anything.
Right.
I don't think anybody ever calls anybody on that.
Because you're supposed to. I agree with you. And I have happened to leave my piece of luggage like over there. And, you know, we've all done it.
Yeah.
Haven't we?
I've done it. Especially if I'm in a seated area, I'll just leave it there with an empty seat or put something in the seat and then go, you know, to the restroom or whatever you need to do.
But we're supposed to call.
Yeah, so it's highly prohibited.
Right.
At the airport.
You know what? You even know the lingo.
That's what they say on the sign. It's prohibited.
Right. Prohibited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This lady is very fortunate this guy came along because a bunch of yahoos obviously went by her and didn't care.
That's so sad.
You know?
DJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.